Available in all states or situations.
Service and on your side on the Good Day program.
Right.
Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, you, and Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help update us on some of the latest trends in the world of alternative medicine. I swallow hard when I introduce Jack. If you go to his website, jackstockwell.com, you'll see him well defined. I'm not ever sure because actually, a perfect example. This week, I have a couple of new people contributing to the program. One of them is Dr. Pam Popper, who has a doctorate in food and health and runs a wellness center in Columbus, Ohio, called the Wellness Forum. And she was on Monday. And as Jack is wont to do, he's listening to us on the affiliate in Salt Lake City. He also does a program. And Jack is wonderfully expressive. I find that's one of the reasons that he and I are friends is because he's very good at letting me know in three words or less what he thinks about some of the things that he hears. And by the way, Pam and you would probably get along wonderfully well. I've just met her, frankly, and I am very taken by her, what I believe is a good approach, a sound approach, to health and wellness. Now, having said that, is there perfection? No. Here's how this all started. On Sunday, I called up Jack. And I said to him, I got this, I have the results of my blood work from last week, and I'm confused because I've been doing a lot of things to get my good cholesterol up. This is who's the email person that says she's happy to listen to us every day because she wants to know how my prostate is, Richie?
That's Kim.
Yeah,
I love Kim.
Kim is
Kim
great.
Says,
so here's the update on my blood.
So funny, and I love listening about Doug's sex life.
Yeah, right. She's like, thank God for the podcast so I can get my prostate update.
Okay,
Doug.
Anyway. So I'm asking Jack about the blood results, which show that I still have too much of the bad cholesterol and not enough of the good cholesterol. And Jack's got me on to stuff, and Ken has me on to things, and other people that I'm working with are there about. It's not like life or death, but it's just not good. I don't have enough of the good stuff. So I said, you know, I've been taking all of these things, niacin, and I have the red yeast rice, and the HDL boosters, all the things that are supposed to, and it hasn't moved up and not a nick on the needle. Still 40 or 41, and it needs to be 50 or 60. So I asked Pam about this on Monday, and she told me that you needed to have rice and stuff like the people who live very old in Asia. And this is after I have the conversation with Jack on Sunday, who tells me, no, you got to have all green leafy vegetables and not any carbs at all, and rice is nothing but carbs. So I got Pam on one side says the rice is great, and I got you on the other side telling me, no, eat spinach. So what's a guy to do?
You don't just have me on the other side. You also have your recent medical history on my side.
Mm-hmm.
The recent medical history that shows that the LDL hasn't, or the HDL hasn't moved a hair up where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
The LDL's still hovering too high. There is a book out by Gary Taubes called Why We Get Fat. And it's written for the guy on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And not just about fat. It talks about probably in the best presentation I have seen since I got out of human biochemistry classes,
yeah,
as to how the body mobilizes fat, LDL, and HDL inside the human body. And the reason we get fat isn't because we eat too much. We eat too much because we got fat. And you're
right,
not fat.
Say that again.
I know that sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah.
We don't get fat because we ate too much. We're eating too much because we got fat.
And so we are fat, and that is what causes us to eat more? Is that what you're saying?
Well, sure it does, because you have a higher energy requirement inside the body. The reason we get fat is we lost control of the fat regulatory mechanism for our particular structure, our body. And so to get control of that fat regulatory mechanism, you have to bring the insulin levels down. Insulin is the ultimate trump card for every fat mobilization, every fat oxidation, every fat reduction system inside the human body. You've got about 30 to 35 hormones that will make you burn fat.
All right. But let's talk about how it becomes fat. And maybe in tandem with this, we, you know, we've been talking since the first of the year about the MetaFast diet and how that brings you down. Everybody's been on it. Everybody's lost weight and has dealt with it well. If you don't want to go on one of those diets and you want to get rid of the carbs, which create the sugar and the fat, then you eat these other things. But rice is, I mean, what Pam said is true. The people that eat rice are the thinnest in the world.
For that particular DNA structure. Now, if you took a black Angus cow and set it next to a Holstein and fed him the same diet, that Holstein is going to sit there with its ribs showing and its udders absolutely exploding with milk, but you're going to see the ribs and you're going to think that animal's starving. Mm-hmm. And you feed the same diet to the black Angus standing next to it, and it's going to have all of this fat marbleized meat, and it's going to look like it's been stealing all the food from the Holstein, but they're getting the same amount of foods because they have different DNA structures that regulate fat processing in their bodies differently. This goes back to what I've talked about before, about some people are greyhounds, some people are bulldogs.
So when you have kids, specifically in my house, my daughter eats like a bird. 4, 5, 6 bites most
and
of her dinner.
And she's very, very small.
She's very petite.
Yeah.
And my wife and my mother-in-law freak out, and they try to force her to eat more than when she says, I'm done, I'm not hungry anymore. Are you changing that structure?
You're working against her own physiology, yes.
Okay.
So you make sure that what she eats is good, dense nutrition food.
Now, to get back to what Doug was just asking a second ago, obviously my whole life I've probably eaten more than my body has required. Now that I have lost weight and I'm eating smaller meals more frequently, do I put my body back in that mode where it originally was and should be? Or am I forever changed?
No, you can regulate the fat metabolism in the body daily by what you eat. The first thing that has to go is processed carbohydrates. If you're going to eat rice, then eat the whole grain rice.
Right.
Don't eat Uncle Ben's.
Particularly brown rice. Whole grain brown rice that has not been processed. Or wild rices.
With the husks.
Whole grain that has the husk that takes 45, 50 minutes to cook on the stove. Anything less than that is just like eating gobs of white bread. And you're not getting nutrition. All you're getting is super dense carbohydrates, which I guarantee you is going to go straight to fat.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, my money back.
Why is the cheapest rice the one that has to be processed? Why isn't the rice with the husk on it that they just get out of the fields the cheapest
because
rice?
Because people don't want that. People don't want to have to cook 50 minutes worth of rice or, you know, cook a rice worth 50 minutes on their stove. Our society doesn't allow for that anymore. Our society wants our dinner meals cooked in 5 to 10 minutes.
In Asia, do they eat the white rice, though?
Oh, yes. It's extremely plentiful in different areas, but in the interior of China, in the interior where Western food processing hasn't really reached yet, they are eating the whole grain material. You look at Japan, the coastal people on Japan, especially the men and the women, have the lowest rates of breast cancer and the lowest rates of prostate cancer because they're still eating diets coming out of the ocean. But in the interior of Japan, the larger cities where Western diets, where packaged foods have arrived, they have the same rate now of degenerative diseases that we have here in America.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost the essence of true nutrient-dense foods.
Huh.
And that's the way nature made it. And what we do in our supermarkets is we remove what gives us shelf life in the stores. We take out the stuff that will go bad, that will go rancid, and in place we put in MSG and we put in all kinds of flavor enhancers so that it'll sit on the shelf for 6 months. Mm. And you know where they, you know what they do with all the rest of that stuff that they've removed from the foods? They send it to the farmers who are raising animals for slaughter. because they know those animals have got to be healthy.
They feed it.
So, and feed it to those animals so that when they reach the marketplace, they're fat, they're rich, they're healthy looking, and they've got good meat in them.
Yeah. And what good is the meat that you're eating is the question.
Well, you want to make sure it's clean. If you're going to eat animal flesh, which I recommend you do, because that's what we were designed to eat as human beings.
That's why Jack and I have these constant conversations, because I don't want to eat that stuff.
Right. But you make sure it doesn't have antibiotics, and you make sure it doesn't have all kinds of shots and food. And its food is, you want to make sure it hasn't been fed GMO foods and that have turned these animals into virtual monsters, because their whole DNA, they're not their DNA, but their physiology, their anatomy.
Genetically modified foods, right.
Precisely. So if you're going to eat beef, you want to go out to where they have grass-pastured beef that they've spent their whole fattening season eating grass out of a field that has healthy grass in it that's not loaded with herbicides and pesticides. And you can go to a butcher shop and you can find that stuff, and you may pay an extra buck a pound for it, but you'll get the healthy stuff. Now, I'm not saying that's what you concentrate your food on. The important thing to realize here is there are no essential carbohydrates. There are none. You do not need carbohydrates to live.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need essential fatty acids, and every one of them is contained in animal flesh. You do need essential amino acids. Every one of them are contained in animal flesh. So the carbohydrates that I eat, like for yesterday for lunch, I had a little piece of beef and I had a bunch of broccoli. Green leafy vegetables have a very low glycemic index. You get these from healthy sources, organic if you can, and it's going to provide you with that extra amount of vitamin C that you won't get from these other sources. And I'm telling you, every patient that has started doing this, as I've told them in my office, drastic weight losses, LDL moving down, HDL moving up, cholesterol normalizing, because this is what we have been doing for the millions of years we've been upon this planet. Mm. The last 10, 12,000 years, we've been an agricultural society, is when we've seen osteoporosis, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, every heavy agricultural dense community has those degenerative diseases in them. And when we look at the mummies that come out of the
hunter-gatherer. But how do you grow food if you don't have an agriculture? You got to eat it. How do you have it without an agricultural community? You grow it yourself, is what you.
If you can have a backyard garden and you make sure you fertilize it and everything else is done correctly, sure, you can do that. But you can still. Most supermarkets now have an organic section. At least out here in Salt Lake City, and
no,
in the West they do.
They do.
You pay a little bit more for it, and you want to make sure it's organic United States, not organic some other country, because there's no regulation of what organic means in these other countries. But the idea is to capture nutrient-dense foods, and you will not get that in a box, a bag, or a can.
No, not under any circumstance. That's the local movement, if you will. Go where you can see the food, how it comes out of the field, where you can look at the cow or whatever it is. Whenever you want to purchase, you need to be comfortable in that what you're getting, you know, that the source is a clean place and the people are well-intentioned and they exist.
They do exist.
I'm a perfect, frankly, example.
Push raw milk, and that's all I'm talking about.
Right.
Raw wherever you can and as clean a source as you can get.
Yeah. All right, there is the story. Jack Stockwell, you know why he's here. He's got plenty to say, and it makes sense. We'll see how it argues with those who have a different point of view. JackStockwell.com. Check it out. 21 after the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This sort of music to be appealing because it was just different enough to get your attention. Susie Quattro is this lady's name, along with a fellow named Chris Norman, and I think they were husband and wife. I don't remember that for sure. The song was peaking on the charts during this week in 1979. It's called Stumbling In. I listened to the theme. It's a great pop song, but it was their only hit. Crank it up there, as you may. Remember this song? Who remembers this song? Roberta? I'm falling for you.
Now.
No.
Really? You remember what else Susie Quattro was famous for, right?
She was an actress, wasn't she?
She was on. She was Fonzie's girlfriend on Happy Days.
Ah.
Right. Pinky Tuscadero.
Pinky. Yeah. But this, this is something that really appeals to, you know, people that like pop music, and that's me. Our love is alive, so it begins. Foolishly laying our hearts at a table, stumbling in. Isn't that how it begins? Our love is ablaze, burning with it. It's like a poem when you listen to it, isn't it? Now and then life will get you stumbling in. Isn't that true? Isn't that the truth? You stumble your way into the world. Did you hear the story earlier of the fellow who won the lottery in Florida for the second time?
Oh, boy.
First prize was $3 million. Second time he got $10 million. This guy. God bless him. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. How often do you play the lottery? A, at least once a week. B, maybe once a month. C, every once in a while. D, only when the jackpot gets way up there. E, I never play the lottery. Which of those things does... do you fit into? Yesterday's poll, what do you think about schools banning chocolate milk? Should ask Jack about that. Let's see here. 57% of you said another case of the nanny state trying to run our lives. 22% of you said shouldn't parents be deciding what their children eat and drink? 13% of you said I didn't think chocolate milk was bad for you. 8% said it's a good idea. Children don't need to be drinking that junk. All right, so this is the key, sort of, I think. 57% said another case of the nanny state.
You know, that's a problem.
22% say parents ought to decide their own thing. So there's 79%. That's that's like four-fifths of the country, disagrees with this. Why in the name of heaven do we still have these? Why is it that in any case where we have these polls about the stuff that we're doing with our lives, that the government is but all about what is being done,
nanny
and people
state
are so
is the
upset
one
about it, why do we still have it?
But if the nanny state is the one that's feeding you the food, shouldn't they be feeding you the right foods?
Right.
Why doesn't the nanny state let us
like
figure out for ourselves as intelligent adults what we can feed?
It's not like the nanny state is saying that you can't go to the grocery store and buy chocolate milk anymore because we deem it's not healthy for you. The nanny state is saying, listen, these are the lunches we are providing for kids when they are in our care.
It's like taking
we want to make sure,
school.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, if they are the ones feeding you the food, they should make sure that they're trying to feed
you
the
right
food.
Well, first of all, why are they, in certain circumstances, you can't even bring a bagged lunch to school anymore because somebody's afraid that someone with an allergy is
going
to have exposure to peanut butter or something. Give me a break. I was talking with my friend Donald yesterday. We were driving to do some work, and we were talking about what we had. Lunches when I was in school were 25 cents. Bottle of milk was 5 cents. And you never worried. It was the same thing. Monday, you knew you could get mystery meat. Tuesday, it was some kind of chicken. Wednesday, it was sloppy joes. Thursday, it was a hamburger or
and
something
Friday,
like that.
Friday, it was pizza
fish
and tater tots, baby.
Whatever. But, I mean, so hello. We're not the generation that's fat. It's the current generation that's fat. Or worse in terms of numbers, and yet supposedly they're being fed better by the nanny state. Sorry, not buying it. Peter Greenberg up now, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, here's some interesting news.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, one of the fastest ways to offend your host is to make a mistake at the dinner table. Dining etiquette isn't so much about knowing which fork to use. In some countries, there are some basic rules that most Americans don't even know about. Refusing food is one of the most common errors that people make. If you have dietary restrictions, try to alert your host ahead of time. In countries like Korea and Japan, it's rude to pour your own drink. Instead, you should pour for your companion, and they'll do the same for you. And while chopstick etiquette varies between countries, never leave them sticking straight up in your rice. Believe it or not, that's a sign of an offering to the dead. In Portugal, if there isn't salt and pepper on the table, don't ask for it. That implies that the cook didn't season the food properly. And if in doubt, follow your host's lead. It's much better to show that you're interested in learning than making a big faux pas at the table. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Baked guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. I feel it. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna
be already proving to be a good day. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to spend some time. This program airs all around the world, different times. We do it live, East Coast time. I do it from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m., but some of you are hearing it in different times. I was thinking about the station that carries us in Wheeling, and we are on from noon until 3 there. Station out in Gardner, Massachusetts, we're on from 10 until 1. A couple of stations that were Laura Schlesinger affiliates that carry us in the evening from 7 to 10. The program has value, hopefully, all around the clock. Thus, those of you who are listening at DougSteffen.com and not to the radio, or you may be on your, there's an iPhone app. Richie uses it all the time
to listen. All the time.
And so do lots of other people. Well, you could be in China listening to this program live right now. You could be in Iraq
listening.
Afghanistan. Oh, you could be wherever you are. Africa.
We have soldiers all over the world listening to us.
Yeah, we do. And that brings me back around to acknowledging Lieutenant Joel McMichael, who is a Heidelberg graduate, 2007. He and his wife are both Heidelberg graduates. They listen to us. They're stationed at Fort Bliss. He sent me an email yesterday, and because he heard me talking about being a Heidelberg graduate, and we got into a nice email exchange last night. I'm proud of the people that go to Heidelberg. I'm proud that he was able to graduate wearing a uniform, even though there were some people at Heidelberg who resisted that to a certain extent. I remember him, didn't ever meet him or talk to him, but isn't it interesting how everybody is sort of sent out when you graduate, like Heidelberg graduation is this weekend, and many other schools are graduating certainly this weekend and this month, and the Globe is now going to be their home. People fan out from wherever they went to school, and they go find their place. And Lieutenant McMichael and his wife have found a place at Fort Bliss. He has served in Iraq and is going to Afghanistan. And for that, there is something neat. I feel a kinship because of Heidelberg, I guess, much as anything else. But the fact that he's as dedicated to what he wants to do. The interesting thing is that a lot of people who are shipping out to Afghanistan are finding that their orders either are changing or will change. Matter of fact, the announcement, I think, was made yesterday, wasn't it? That 5,000 troops are coming home immediately. I mean, I always close the door and turn the lights out there. No reason for us to be in Afghanistan anyway. So, and especially after all the stuff with Pakistan and bin Laden, many people think, okay, we now realize what we ought to have realized before. Monday morning quarterbacking is great. You know, all the things that were done wrong, compounding the wrong decisions by keeping people there longer than they ought to be, it doesn't help anyone. So hopefully we keep our fingers crossed that everybody comes home that's there alive.
Now with
well.
All the stuff in Libya and Syria, that's where it's getting. That's where the hot spots are.
We don't have any
now.
Business being there either, frankly. So anyway,
and NATO troops there.
Yeah, okay,
away,
but you know, that doesn't mean that we have to lead the charge. It doesn't mean that it's we're going to get off onto something that I don't want to get off
yeah,
onto.
I, right.
I do, however, I would like to crank on the TSA a little because of the overwhelming response to what I said.
Your favorite.
Well, you know what? People are aware. This is sort of what I said. We were talking about the nanny state a few minutes ago, and the food that we eat as the result of that chocolate milk survey yesterday, which, you know, I mean, we enter into these things. We sort of have a little benign, innocent exchange of ideas, and then people really start to think about what it is that we're talking about. And then when they start to think, they say, wait a minute. He's right, or I don't have to be right. This isn't about me being right. It's about your reaction to the conversation. And if you didn't hear the conversation yesterday, one of them, and this is a basic result of all these victims of the TSA, the child that got patted down, the pregnant teacher who was molested, and that's really the word for it. Miss USA has filed a suit against the TSA because she says they assaulted her. And this stuff goes on and on and on and on and on. This is the story, by the way, of the if you didn't hear the story about the pregnant teacher, it goes back to Easter Sunday, which was about two Sundays ago, a week ago last Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A 25-year-old first grade teacher named Becky. The memo states first of all, the TSA is supposed to be a little more cautious with women and children, supposedly. And so what does that mean? It's not possible for a child or a woman to be a terrorist. No, we know that's not true. But there are the stories are all too familiar. We are supposed to be the land of the free, are we not? And yet this woman supposedly had traces of explosives on her hands.
Huh.
And so they searched this woman, and the TSA, the female TSA agent, apparently on a power trip, stated that this woman had traces of explosives. Now, the woman, the agent, was apparently so poorly trained, or maybe he wasn't even telling the truth. The woman, the teacher, stood up to her and said, "What are you talking about? There's no traces of anything." So at any rate, apparently what they had done is confuse this. You know how they take these little things, they rub them over like a wand, and you have a little piece of cotton or cloth or whatever it is, and stick in the machine to see.
Right.
Well, apparently this woman didn't. There was some question about somebody who'd come through the airport before, so they left that wand and the cloth that was on it aside so they could investigate it further, and they had taken that person aside. Well, this woman didn't know it, and instead of changing the cloth, she thought it was a fresh cloth, and she went over and she put it on the woman's body and then put it back in the machine and found it was positive.
Oh, no.
So she just goes through all of this stuff, and meanwhile, this woman is 8.5 months pregnant, and they go through this rain dance with this woman to the point of being ridiculous. And so she finally said, you know, she screamed for the police. And the TSA, she said, "No, I want the police." And so the police came and went through this. In the meanwhile, this woman misses her flight, goes through all of this harassment. She's 8.5 months pregnant.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, how can all this be good for an unborn child? The you know, what it's like when you're about to give birth and the mm-hmm. things that are going on hormonally in your body anyway. Mm-hmm. And to have some little jerk just say, oh, I've got the goods on you, you know, that kind of stuff. That's why people just totally hate authority, because authority goes too far. So that's why the state of Texas has a bill before them that will eliminate the TSA. And then Pat Donzar. So here's some comments that came in from us. I went through the same thing on Maui. The guidelines tell them to act the way that they did. We must get rid of the TSA. Let's see here. Robert says, why do you blame Obama? He's got nothing to do with the TSA. I don't disagree with that. It's not about Obama as much as it is about our whole mentality, the government mentality. I mean, I'm upset about Obama and all the more incursions that have happened since he became president. But let's face it, there were plenty of things going on when Bush was president. That's when the TSA was created during the Bush years. And it's just we say okay to these things. They keep spending more money. Increasing complaints are being filed against the TSA. There are now hundreds of millions of dollars of lawsuits that have been filed against the TSA. And when they find the government guilty, who pays? Who do you think pays? You pay. I pay. We pay because of this. And so what's the deal here? I'm looking at some of the comments that are political back and forth. The TSA is completely incompetent. And back and forth, I say this correlatively every time it comes up. What have they saved us from? And you can say, well, we don't really know. Yeah, we really do know. They really haven't done a doggone thing.
Conversations with yourself.
Well, but I mean, okay, you answer me. Richie, what's the TSA done?
Well,
other than harass the hell out of millions, tens of millions of people, to what end?
What we do know is that the few attempts that have happened in years past have not been caught by the TSA. They've been caught by either passengers or flight attendants or some other law enforcement agency.
Just answer my question.
Yeah.
Why are we spending now? We're up to $14 billion a year. And by the way, you pay $5.43. Look at your ticket. The next time you buy one, Richie always says, look at your pay stub to see how much money you're actually paying in taxes. Mm-hmm. Same thing applies to the ticket. You buy a ticket because it's online, you don't even look at this thing to see what you're being charged. But if you look at the charges, there is $290 for the trip.
Well, all you have to do
shop
for a flight. And when you're shopping, you're comparing these prices.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, you know, $198 for the ticket, not bad.
Yeah.
Well, then you say, okay, purchase the ticket, and then bam.
Another $50.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what's it all about, Alfie, is the question. All right, Dr. Ken is coming up. We need a little respite here.
Is that a nice rant? Yeah. Did you like that?
Well, I just think that I think we need to have these conversations.
You need to keep it front of mind. You need to
continue to let these things go on and wash away our freedoms. Dr. Ken has some important information about painkillers coming up here in a moment. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go see your favorite baseball team play. If you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert, or one of the many, but he's the primary focus of our interest when it comes to medical info. Dr. Ken has it, and we have interesting information, the introduction to more info on painkillers. We've been getting a lot of, it's funny how, you know, when you buy a red car, you start noticing all the other red cars on the road, but you never noticed them before.
Right, yeah.
One of those deals. Well, since we've been talking about Salonpas, the subject matter of pain seems to be more front and center, including this story about painkillers that's out today, Ken, huh?
Very important information, Doug, out of the medical journal Circulation and American Heart Association Journal. We've been warned in the past couple of years about these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the mouthful, the Motrins, the Aleves of the world, that long-term chronic use can increase the risk of heart attack. But the news this morning is that after you've had a heart attack, any use of these drugs will increase the risk of having a second heart attack.
All right. So here's the thing that most people don't get. They think that ibuprofen, aspirin, if you will, they think all of these things are the same as aspirin. Aleve, Motrin, Tylenol, Advil, they all think, it's the same as bare aspirin.
It's not the same. They're related in the same family of medications. But all of these, we're not talking about aspirin right now, but the Aleves, the Motrins of the world, these are the drugs after your first heart attack. Any use increases the risk.
But the point that I'm making is that we're told to eliminate or avoid or try to forestall a heart attack, or what you get after you've had a heart attack or a stroke is aspirin. There's a difference between these painkillers and plain aspirin.
Absolutely. For using the blood thinning effect, these drugs don't have the additional blood thinning effect. They relieve pain, they're anti-inflammatory, but aspirin has that added blood thinning effect, Doug.
Okay. So not to necessarily tie this stuff together, but it does make sense. We've started talking about this wonderful product, Salonpas, and the effect it has on pain. Those of you who are allergic to, and that is most of you, you don't tolerate pills well, then the relief you get from Salonpas is really pluperfect, Ken.
Salonpas is the first FDA-approved patch to relieve mild to moderate pain, joint, bone, muscle pain. It doesn't pass through the stomach. It won't have any of these effects of the non-steroidals that we're talking about.
The patch lasts up to 12 hours, relieves you from pain right away. It's topical. It's not greasy. And it deals with heavy, serious pain, not just with minor pain, which is what, if there's a competitor out there, that's what they are promoting, minor pain. This gets at the serious pain, like Richie's pain from his Taekwondo. Mm. Pain-free possibilities. Go to drkenshow.com now for your free sample of Salonpas, okay? drkenshow.com. All right. Next up on the hit parade, the breastfeeding news of the day. This is good. More reasons for women to be certainly breastfeeding their new children, right?
Exactly. All kinds of diseases in childhood. This morning, breastfeeding may quell behavioral problems. If you want to just make sure you lower the risk of your babies not behaving properly in the first 5 years, just try to breastfeed them as much as you can.
And interesting news about mothers of twins, Ken.
Yes, mothers of twins may live longer than all the other women who deliver just a single birth. This is not women who have assisted birth but do it naturally. This is out of the Proceedings of the Royal Society. A real interesting finding this morning.
All right, did you pull over to the side of the road to read this stuff, or did you just remember it and you're driving to the office?
The latter.
Good work.
There you go. Dr. Ken, a busy boy this week. The office calls, the patients call, and so that's where his priority is. Lots of great information there, though. Don't forget also to check out this website, bodybioreport.com, bodybioreport.com. Get your blood checked out, bodybioreport.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Moments with movie music. This is from Kenny Loggins from the movie Top Gun, which was the number one movie during this week in 1986. 25 years ago, we watched as what was his name? Cruise's character was.
Maverick.
Thank you. Exactly. Yep, yep, yep.
And then Val Kilmer was Ice.
Right.
Yep.
And
what was Anthony Edwards? His wingman.
Wingnut.
No.
No, that wasn't it.
I can't remember.
And Bacon was in this, too, wasn't he? Wasn't Kevin Bacon in this movie?
I think he was.
Chuck, you remember. You're the expert. Was he in it or not?
I don't think he was.
No, I don't think he was either.
All right. So my memory's not always as good as
I think
as
you're thinking of...
Who knows what I'm thinking of, Richie.
Okay.
And it's probably not important to the overall health and well-being of our audience. So let
Tom
us get...
Tom Skerritt, Anthony Edwards, Val Kilmer, Kelly McGillis, Tom Cruise.
Cruise. Okay. And they're going to revive that. Didn't we say that a few months ago? Somebody wants to do another one of these?
Yeah, there's been talk of doing a sequel.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? They re-released it for one night a few weeks ago in movie theaters. Digital projection. I think they beamed it off a satellite.
Really? How'd it do?
I do not know. Yeah. But they've done that a few times. They did that with War Games last year.
Yeah.
The ability to do that in certain theaters.
Yeah, that's an interesting
War Games
idea. I think that it would be interesting. You know what else is interesting? Rob Lowe making a lot of appearances promoting his new book, which is about the Brat Pack, and some of the things they did and how we remember them from when they were kids. It doesn't seem that long ago, but now these people are all in their mid to late 40s.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of interesting.
But I must say, and I'm not ashamed to say it, Rob Lowe looks good in his 40s. He looks statuesque.
Yeah, no, he looks great. Yeah, I watched him on with Leno the other night, and I thought he was pretty egotistical, frankly. I don't, maybe just... There's a difference between being egotistical and self-assured.
I'm not a fan of people write tell-all books and write, you know, who they slept with 20 years ago.
Right.
I don't know. It's pretty pretty crass. But.
Kind of crass. Right, exactly. All right, so we have a number of items that are important to get to. Some miscellaneous movie news from Chuck Curry in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Yes. Ma'am. All right, Chucker, what's the latest?
This project has become very interesting now. Al Pacino has joined the cast of the new John Gotti movie, Gotti, Three Generations. He will play a Gambino family underboss who's an associate to Gotti. John Travolta is going to play John Gotti. Joe Pesci will co-star. Kelly Preston will play Travolta or Gotti's wife in the movie. And Lindsay Lohan is back involved in the project. It's going to be directed by Barry Levinson. So there's a lot of talent for this project. Other news, well-respected director Paul Thomas Anderson, who last directed There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, signing on to direct The Master, a religious drama that reportedly will take a hard shot at Scientology. Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman will star in that project.
They get tired of these juggernauts at Scientology. Hello. We all know.
I think it's an interesting subject for a movie, though.
Yeah.
And one other bit of TV news, Fox has renewed House for an 8th season. There was very tough negotiations on what the budget would be, but it has got a renewal.
What do you make of Schwarzenegger and his wife separating?
It's an interesting story, but, you know, I guess not very surprising.
Well, she wanted it 2 years. She wanted out 2 years ago because of his philandering. How do you be the governor of California and pull off that stuff? He'd be pretty clever. Hi, Chuck Curry is here. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, through DougStephan.com.